are updating knowledge of psychology and theology, there are some people in the world who still believe that God is primarily in the punishing business. Those folks, they believe that if they do anything wrong, that God is primarily there to punish them. Well, in our gospel today, we learn that God is not in the punishment business. Rather, God is in the offering business, the invitational business. He constantly, continually offers us a chance to more deeply share in his life. Well, the gospel this morning made it clear that God did not send Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but rather to save it. So loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that all who believe in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Recently, I reflected on an article by the Jesuit priest, Father John Cavanaugh. He says that many people in our society are living in a sense in hell on earth. And he says it seems to be getting worse, but it's of their own making. Love oneself, putting oneself first no matter what. This is known as narcissism in psychological terms. And it's becoming more and more ordinary throughout society. Father Cavanaugh says this type of thinking is truly a clinical disorder. The symptoms include an exaggerated notion of one's own power, one's success, sense of superiority over others. Exaggerated, in some cases extremely exaggerated, importance and pride. A manipulation of others with an indifference to how they feel, to their emotions. Putting oneself number one. Well, even the Mayo Clinic website says that when you have a narcissistic personality, you monopolize conversations. You may be little, look down on people you perceive to be inferior. You may insist on having the best of everything in life. The best car, the best athletic club, the best medical care, the best social circles to be found in. But these people isolate themselves from others, from family, from friends. They think they can make it on their own, all by themselves. They resist very essence of Christianity, the sense of humility and the sense of empathy for others. Well, even the early Christians knew that the heart of God was about loving relationship, a community of persons. The early Christian community knew that they were invited into relationship with God. It's not just the relationship between Father, Son, and Spirit. People are invited into that very relationship. The early Christians. So what was true for them is also true for us. Our own consequences of the choices that people make. Different nations, different groups, different individuals. Suffering in the world, the consequence of the choices that human beings make. Well, the narcissistic approach to living certainly eliminates any sense of brotherhood or sisterhood, any sense of community, any sense of human race being together. We are not to be isolated believers. We are not to be private disciples, all about me, I have the answer, I am number one. And the degree to which we truly understand the meaning of the Feast of Trinity will be shown in the care that we take in our many and varied relationships that we have. Some might be social, some intimate, some professional, some civic, others international. And every time we do anything to form new, good, healthy relationships, men, those that are broken, so important in so many families,